Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We have been discussing all things blanketed under the Community Development Department and Public Works in Tuolumne County. And joining me, Director of Community Development, Quincy Yaley, and Kim McFarlane, the Director of Public Works. And we were discussing roads, Kim. And one of the other issues, of course, is during the winter season, snow removal efforts, how have they gone this year?
Yeah, so we actually thought we were in for another crazy winter when we had an early Thanksgiving storms. But lately it's been relatively light for snow removal, so knock wood. Higher elevations, we're having to sand still. And on the occasion, you know, we're having to close old Priest grade for icy conditions, quite steep grade. But yeah, it's just a good time to remind people parking on the pavement or road shoulder during snow removal operations is actually prohibited. And vehicles left there will actually be towed at the owner's expense. So,
and speaking of Old Priest grade, that was recently a decision that was made. You've got some new criteria, right, as to when you close it? Or were those always the criteria and you're just announcing them now?
Yeah, so it was always the criteria that was used to whether to keep it open or close. You're talking about the Old Priest grade mm-hmm. closure policy that went out on social media and to the press. Yeah, it was always enforced, you know, and used by the road supervisor and the road superintendent. But we actually just put it down on paper so that we could distribute it to folks so everybody had a copy.
What can the public do to assist during the winter season getting the roads cleared?
Well, first and foremost, I think even before the snow falls, keeping your cross culvert, so any culvert that's under your driveway, it's really important that you keep that clear, and that is the homeowner's responsibility. And then once it does snow, don't park or store items in the road or right of way, anything that could be an obstacle to a plow driver. And I always remind people, please keep your children, as tempting as it is to go out and make tunnels and those big berms. You know, the snowplow driver cannot see them, so keep them away from the road. And then just having the right equipment on your vehicle, the right tires and or chains for where you live. And then if you can, just, you know, be patient and courteous to the road crews. They're doing their best. So.
And how dangerous is it for those people who leave their car there and it's a big mound of snow, if we get a lot, mm-hmm. and you can't see the car?
Yeah, I mean, there could be damage to your vehicle if it's not seen by the driver. But, you know, a worst case scenario is in that we can't actually plow the road in some cases. And we do have photos of that from last year where a snowplow driver got down to a road and it's quite tight in some of those locations like Cold Springs and Long Barn. And then they have to back up. They can't plow.
That is a problem for the rest of the people on that roadway, especially.
Exactly.
Can you tell us more about the surveying and what this group does in your department?
Yeah, so our surveying group is actually composed of the county surveyor, a land surveyor, and our GIS group. And the GIS group does mostly all the mapping. They're very talented folks. The surveying office performs all surveying duties mandated by state law. That includes field surveys of county property, maintaining survey documents, providing research assistance to the public and the development teams. Any parcel maps, records of survey, subdivision maps, those are all approved by the county surveyor and staff. And they also have a really cool research room that contains some really historical record maps and other survey documents that's open to the public. So if you haven't been into the A&F building on the third floor, it's an interesting walk that looks almost like a museum. So.
Great. And anyone can go in there? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we actually have put up a sign, anyone 18 and older. But yes, anyone can go in.
And I would imagine there's a lot of old pictures. Is that what we're...
Yeah, there's a lot of artifacts from the site prior to the building being built, which I think it was constructed in 1981. There's some nice memorabilia up there.
Now we're going to switch back over to community development. And Quincy, I wanted to ask you, what is the status of the general plan update now that the lawsuit has been settled regarding that?
So in January of 2019, the Board of Supervisors approved a general plan update. And a general plan is a 20-year or so planning document that is basically a constitution of how we're going to move forward in the county with growth and development. And so there was a lawsuit on that general plan, which was settled in December. And there were some minor policy changes that resulted from that settlement. And that included dealing with oak trees, climate change, agricultural resources, Fire safety. And but despite the lawsuit, the general plan was always in effect. The new general plan that was adopted in 2019 was always in effect, and we had been using it on projects since then. So now we just continue on with those changes in place, and we move forward in some of our more long-range planning projects.
Our final question to you both is, what do you want from this interview? What do you want the people out there to walk away with regarding your department? Let's start with you, Quincy. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, you know, we have some long-range projects coming up. One is an update to our zoning code, which is going to address some of the development standards in the code, but also there's going to be a real big push to increase the streamlining for processing housing projects. There's a lot of new state laws coming down around accessory dwelling units and housing developments, and so the update we're going to be doing this year will hopefully make it easier to process and get housing built in the county. And, you know, the last thing that I just would add is that, and I had kind of opened with this, is that really improving customer service and working on implementing a customer management system so that we can improve communication between the customers and our staff. You know, development is tricky because an individual often needs to visit several different county departments or divisions to get answers, and making sure that our internal communication is consistent and reliable, and also that is easily recalled by staff in some sort of digital manner so that we can be better prepared to help the customer at each of the different divisions or departments that they go to looking for information. So that's going to take some internal reworking. With the workload that we have, we're not getting to that as quickly as we would like. But hopefully through 2020, our customers will see improvement in that area.
And then Kim, for Public Works?
Yeah, I would have to echo the customer service. That's a key priority for our teams. Despite the shortage in resources, we try to serve the public in a courteous, respectful, and timely manner. And we're really trying to ensure consistency in every process. And of course, you know, we value the Board of Supervisors' priorities, road improvements being one of them. And, you know, we're always looking for ways to streamline the process and improve efficiencies. We know we have opportunities to improve, so we welcome the public's input.
And speaking of the public input, what do they need to do to help you both do your jobs? Quincy, go ahead.
Well, you know, if the government process works better when people participate in it. And so, and participating from a position of being educated about how it works and what the projects are about always yields better results. And so we have information on our website about current projects that we're processing. And also, if people, again, are interested in receiving notifications, they can call our line at 533-6920. Leave us a message with your email address, and we'll put you on our distribution list for public public information.
And Kim, for Public Works?
Yeah, for Public Works, our phone number is 533-5601, but they can also call me direct, and my direct line is 5604 if you ever need, you know, additional information about some of our Public Works projects.
I would imagine, too, do you want people to call when they see a pothole? Is that something you want in regards to the roads? Because that seems to be a concern.
Yeah, our road crews are out there looking, but they can't be in every place. We have 610 miles of county roads, so we welcome public feedback. We have a maintenance request form online, or they can call 5601 and we'll take it down by phone.
All right. Well, we want to thank you both for giving us all this great information for the people out there to know what your departments do now that there is no longer a community resources agency. You are now split into two. So it's good for people to understand that there's a Public Works Department and a Community Development Department. Although you work together, there are the two separate departments, and this is the way that they can engage with you. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And once again, we have been speaking with Tuolumne County's Director of Community Development, Quincy Yaley, and the Director of Public Works, Kim McFarland. And I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We thank you, the listener, for tuning in, and we hope to see you right back here next weekend for another edition of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.